Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Around him. So whatever happens,
that, you know, he's strong enough to deal with it, because we know the Lord sits high and looks low, and everything is for his glory, and things that we don't understand, he understands, and we have to learn how to understand that God loves us. He's not going to do anything that's intentionally to hurt us. Some things will make us stronger. Some things we just don't understand. And sometimes God just wants his kids to be suffering, and whatever the case may be. But I pray that, you know, you give some, you know, prayers on his behalf, his family, you know, that, and if God decides to call a home, I just pray that, you know, the family is able to handle the grief, because we're all here only for a short time. And we are here, we're born to die, you know, but even saying that, we just don't want to acknowledge that's the reality of the situation. But we will reschedule him for February if he's physically able to wrap his head around what's going on. I'm praying that the doctors can do something to change the outcome the way it's looking now. But if it's not a good outcome for the family, again, I just want to give my condolences and sympathy towards the family, and I'm praying for strength tonight. I'm praying for understanding. I'm praying tonight that, you know, everybody, we've all been through this place in our lives where things look like all is lost, and sometimes God just pulls it through, because miracles are still being performed today like they were back in biblical times. But if that's not the case, just give his family the opportunity to remember the good times and huddle together and get through whatever it might be. Even right now in the hospital, let them be together and they pray and they send up prayer warriors so that they can get to Christ, you know. But Christ hears all anyway, but it's just so sad, because I know Dr. McCaskey and I know his family, wonderful, wonderful people. And I would hate to lose another person that I know. So before I get off of here, I'm going to let my co-host, Chris Michael Ward, say a few things. And then we're just going to wrap it up. And like I said, don't forget to pray, because prayer changes things. Chris, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yeah, I just want to extend what you said and, you know, send my condolences to Dr. McCaskey's mom. And, you know, of course, we don't, you know, prayers are important, and prayers are asked for, and it's, you know, it's a sad situation. Hopefully everything works out for the best, and, you know, maybe when he comes on, he can explain what happened.
Yeah.
He wants.
I just took the wind out of my sails. It just, whew, you know, sometimes you get out that ICU and sometimes you don't. But, and he's not a man that will just go to the left and think negative, but when he said it's bad, it's really bad, you know. So I'm just praying for understanding for that family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm praying that my listeners understand that we don't not do a show for no reason, and this is a reason that
I think our listeners are pretty smart here. I think they know if a show gets canceled, it's for a you know, a good cause. If we choose to cancel a show, I think they've been with us long enough to know that you know, it's we don't like to cancel shows, and we do it, you know, for extremely important reasons.
Well, yeah, absolutely right. And I'm going to play that song again. A change is going to come. Whatever that outcome is, I hope it's for the best for the family. And on that note, stay with us next week, because next week is the 23rd. Is the day the 23rd? I'm on the wrong calendar.
Okay, today's the 20th. Today's the 20th.
Okay, well, next week we're going to have part two of Male Insecurities. So,
okay.
I changed my calendars. I got December. No wonder it looks weird. But I'm going to play a song again by Sam Cooke, A Change Is Going to Come. And don't forget, say prayers for my guest's family. And see you next week, same time, when your time's
same
on.
Same place. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night. Good night, Terry. Bye-bye. Good night, everybody. Bye.
But I know